Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
We are presenting this as though we planned this whole thing. And I have to say, we've just had the shock of discovering what God planned that I couldn't plan. The sequence is perfect. The building blocks are astounding. And we're just now seeing the big picture. I never saw the whole thing.
Well, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I can tell you one thing. Every single time we've done the conference, the next conference, and we're looking back, and we've said this exact same thing. Oh, my gosh, look at the sequence of how he's laying it out.
Have we really? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
We're just seeing further each time, though. And with this, because you're talking about, I mean, the triumph of the Lamb, you know, which is basically what we're getting to. You know, love reigns. We really thought that would, because you said, you know, there's the greatest of these is love. That was essentially, you know, ruling and reigning, and you must have love is what rules and reigns. Love is who rules and reigns. Love. And I, you know, when you said this might be my last conference, I actually, you know, I completely in my spirit, I was like, yeah, it might be. You know, it wasn't a story or anything. It actually felt very much like, well, this could be it because it was so high. And that was what I've seen here is that there is a building, an ascending in a sense, and I don't mean that in a creepy way. I mean, literally, as in we're moving up.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving up. We're graduating level upon level. And there is, before each one of these conferences, and I've heard from people who have come to the conferences, so I know it's not just us, there is always a furrowing of the ground. There is a preparation of us. A big cross and or a lot of crosses, often both, leading up to repentance. Yes, it's absolutely a process of repentance, deep works of repentance in the run-up to each one of these conferences. And my understanding from hearing from people is that it's not just, you know, Shulamite Ministries, which is putting on the conference. It is the people who are preparing to come to the conference. The Lord is moving. He's moving amongst us. He's moving amongst the people who've come. He's on the move, period. For what he wants, you know, for those 3 days, for what he wants to say, for what he wants to impart. Because it's not just, we're not just coming to hear something. We're coming to get something, to have something planted in us. That's the deal. For everyone who's willing, he's planted a seed of himself, of his word and of his purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the amazing things looking back here is that with each level, there was greater and greater holiness. And of course, my own personal understanding of that, so different from what it used to be. I mean, holiness as in a further setting us apart for him, making us more and more completely his. Not holy as in, but this grounded, earthy, natural. I want to say natural, not natural as in humanity natural, but natural as in what it is to live and breathe and move through my life with him, in union with him, and have that become the norm. Natural. That is what each one of these conferences is bringing us ever deeper into that relationship. So much so that what used to seem impossible to me has now become, and I say this with all humility and not exaggeration, unremarkable. As in, there are certain aspects of my life now that I don't even remark upon because this is my new normal.
Mm-hmm.
So not unremarkable as in unimportant.
Right.
Unremarkable as in I simply don't notice anymore because this is now where I am. And it's harder and harder to get back where I used to be. And I believe that this is the experience, this is the natural experience in the body of Christ when the Holy Spirit moves. This is the natural progression of what it is to be a believer. And I can say that now because I've not only watched it close in with John, Martha, Carol, everybody at Shulamite, but I can track relationships that I had from the very beginning, people that I met at that very first conference, who I saw at the last conference, and they're moving also, and they're not the same people they were then. And it's just an incredible journey. And one of the tagline, I suppose, that John had for the Triumph of the Lamb was the rewards of following the Lamb today and tomorrow. And I look at it and I say, how much more could you possibly give, you know, when I take a look at my life in this kind of view? Because I don't even recognize the me of then, you know. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who can say that. You know, I think that's probably the story of most people. That's the steady adventure of being his.
I want to say that what the Lord has revealed about the Lamb would never have taken place without the fasting and prayers of a number of people. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to them, because they somehow parted the heavens and the Lord came down. And we don't have much of Acts where there's visitations and occurrences and powerful things, but we're supposed to. We're supposed to be able to, for God to bring visitations down. So I'm eternally grateful to them. I'm asking again for anyone who would be called to pray and fast for us, and for what he wants to bring forth in this conference, to pray for the booklet to be able to be published. And I know that beyond the gift they gave to the Lord in fasting and praying, that the return to them of his gratitude, because God is passionate to reveal the Son as the Lamb. This is what he wants for the end time. This is, he wants us, the church, to have an idea of the Lamb, to have a vision of the Lamb, to understand the Lamb is the end of history and the beginning of eternity. And that everything in the end is going to be found to be, all along, have been about the Lamb. And it's, I especially don't like a picture of a big ram with a golden crown on his head, because it isn't, that's not it. The Lamb is a symbol. The Lamb is a mystery that God wants to unfold to you personally. There was a gentleman that gave this statement to me, and I've written it down. It's still in my Bible. I'm sorry, I can't remember who said it. He said, sent word to me, there is an intersection between heaven and earth where prayer is being given for you. And that struck me so deeply at the time and still does. And it's prayer that's going to bring about your blessing. Your revelation is going to come from your own prayer and obedience in life and listening. And the highest, most ultimate human position and experience and plateau and pinnacle would be to be with the Lamb forever. And the price is high and easy all at the same time. And I believe for the Shulamites in these months, these last 2 years of God's preparing me to be able to even speak about the Lamb, to even bring it to the body of Christ, it's been the most hideous, intense warfare we've ever been through. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. So we know experientially the triumph of the Lamb. And so I declare that over this conference, that the Lamb will triumph and God will have his way and his message. And I, as well as prayer, I ask for the warfare prayers in our behalf.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.